Welcome to the Moms Making Money podcast, where we unveil the secrets to breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind and making a meaningful impact from the comfort of your home as a pediatric sleep consultant. My mission in life and with this podcast is to guide other women on their unique paths to financial and time freedom through sleep consulting. In this podcast, you will gain insights from inspiring women who have navigated the same journey, providing you with the knowledge and inspiration to create your own success story. I'm your host, Marley Klaus, a sleep consultant, mom of three, and former corporate hustler turned sleep entrepreneur. I am thrilled to have you here with us. Let's go ahead and redefine success one sleep consultant story at a time. Welcome back to the Moms Making Money podcast. I'm so excited that you are here with me today. Today, I am having a conversation with Danielle Sorin. She is a clinical social worker from Canada. She started our program while she was working full-time, and now she has moved into private practice after becoming a certified sleep consultant. She shares in this episode about how she balanced working full-time along with taking the program, working with volunteer clients, and was able to get through the program in lightning speed and almost beat the record for being the fastest to complete the program ever. And so we talk a lot about balancing all of that and then also how she has found success very quickly after becoming certified. So I will not delay any longer. Let's go ahead and dive into this episode. Welcome to the show, Danielle. I am so excited that you are here with us today, and I cannot wait to share your story with our listeners because I know it is going to be awesome for them to hear. So before we dive in, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and just anything else you want to share?
Yeah. Hi, Marley. I am so excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me. Okay, so my name's Danielle Sorin. I am a clinical social worker. I got my master's actually, well, I should start off, I'm Canadian, but I did get my master's in Detroit at Wayne State. I'm a proud mama of two. I've got Everly, she is 5, and I've got Brooks, who's 18 months. I'm currently working in private practice with children, teens, young adults, and parents. But I do have experience working with all ages. And I have a lot of experience working with families and working with an approach that explores attachment and relationships. So that's kind of like something that's really interesting for me with sleep consulting, especially given like, you know, there's always been that stigma with it. And it's really not what people think it is. So I've really enjoyed putting those two things together. I recently became certified as a pediatric sleep consultant with the wonderful Cradle Coach Academy.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about that timeline. When did you start the program? When did you finish? And I think that based on, you know, how everything went with you, you may have been one of the fastest to ever complete our program, which is really cool. So what was that timeline like
for
you?
That is awesome. Oh, go me. I was trying to think about this actually the other day. I believe that I got a hold of the program at the end of October, maybe beginning of November, and I graduated January 22nd. Okay. So yeah, so it was a pretty fast. I did go pretty fast through it, but it was so interesting. And, you know, especially being like a mom with a baby who hates sleep, you kind of get addicted to learning all of the things. So probably why I sped through it in desperation to get some sleep.
Yes, that makes total sense. Whenever you are really interested in learning more about something, it's easier to devour it, even if it may be something that maybe to others might not seem so exciting, because a lot of it is, you know, like science-based, research-based information. But whenever it's something that you are passionate about, it can be a lot easier to get through it and be excited about getting through it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So on that note, were you able to utilize some of the things that you learned in the program to help your daughter?
So it was actually for my son. So I always say I started to get into this. I actually worked with a sleep consultant. I think he was like 8 months, but we had been waking up. It was like 10 times a night. It was after every sleep cycle, he would wake up. And our friend had used this woman, so we worked with her, and it was awesome. And it was such a great learning experience, and that's kind of what started to pique my interest. And it's funny because, as much as you use a sleep consultant, as they get older, problems change. And so the reason I kind of went back was we kind of developed a new problem. And I was like, okay, I just need all the tools so that I can just, have it all in my tool belt and kind of navigate it as he gets older. I will tell you, he is the finickiest child with sleep, but we are successfully sleeping through the night. It is a beautiful thing, and it's so funny. It took like 3 days, of like, once as I'm going through this, I'm like, oh, like Phil to my husband, like, we gotta do this. And then, it was slowly chipped away at Brooks there. And then my daughter was an amazing sleeper until we had Brooks, and the poor girl was interrupted by his sleep problems. So then there's the toddler component of the course, which is also awesome. Like, I love that about the course, that it covers that whole range of ages. So was able to build on that and support her as well. So we're sleeping good,
That's
finally.
awesome. That's the best feeling ever.
Thank you.
And I know as sleep consultants, we can feel like, well, if we're not sleeping ourselves, then how can we help somebody else? So it's great whenever you get that under control within your own house, and then you feel even more confident being able to help others.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So you don't know
So,
how much you
okay.
love until you don't have it.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So I know we already touched on this just a tad, but can you talk to us a little bit more about what led you to become a sleep consultant? I know that it is, somewhat related to what you have already been doing in your career, but what was it that triggered that for you and made you decide to pursue this career path?
So as a social worker, I worked in a children's agency prior to going into private practice. And we really focus on attachment and that parent-child relationship. So when you hear sleep training or sleep coaching, the first thing that comes to your mind is cry it out, because that's unfortunately what's known within the parent community for sleep consulting. And it's so not that. And I didn't want to, do something that was against what I was teaching. So that's it, kind of, it led me into doing that. And what actually piqued the interest was when I worked with that sleep consultant, and she let me know that there are several different, ways of going about sleep coaching, but also recognizing the habits that we create as we go, as parents, whether it be, desperation for our own sleep, desperate not to wake up our other kiddo. But there's also approaches that lend to that parent-child relationship. So as a social worker, I found it really interesting. I do find it interesting also, like, that gentle parenting approach. Obviously, I love that concept, but I think people also are not fully aware of what that means sometimes. It's like, oh, don't let the baby cry, because, then that's gonna hurt them. But that's realistically just not what it is. A baby cries to communicate its feelings. It's objecting to change. And I wanted to go into sleep coaching to support those parents who, might be scared to participate in any kind of sleep coaching because of fearing that it's going to harm their child or their relationship. And I wanted to kind of work with them to set that record straight, because ultimately, what is secure attachment? That is being attuned to your child's needs, right? And Their behavior ultimately fosters that relationship. So being able to be calm and warm and empathetic and knowing what their needs are and responding appropriately, that's what secure attachment is, not saving them from every distress. It's supporting them through that distress. So that I found it so interesting, and I know I'm a better parent with sleep.
Yes.
I know how it was for my own mental health without sleep. So I thought it kind of joined perfectly.
Yeah, I totally agree. You said so many things in there that I am just like nodding along with because I totally agree. I think that there's so much misconception and confusion and wrong information in general about sleep training out in the world. And I think at the end of the day, like you said, it's just about allowing parents or helping parents understand what their child needs at any given time versus just jumping in and responding, whether that's what they actually need us to do or not. And then we get to a place where we're stuck in this position where our child now doesn't know any other way to fall asleep that doesn't require mom feeding them or doesn't require being rocked to sleep or whatever else that particular association is currently. And then it's hard to find your way out of that without getting somebody to come in and help you identify what the gaps might be and what you can do differently to improve things. So, yeah,
Absolutely.
it's so fun to be able to help parents see things in a different way and then help them see the transformation on the other side whenever they're able to make those changes. So it's the best thing ever.
Oh, it's the best feeling. And then it's so nice when they're like, my baby's so happy now, like, because they're actually getting restorative sleep, and they're happy now, and their relationship even, right? There's just so many things that lack of sleep affects. But so I've loved it.
Yeah, it changes everything really and truly once they get to a place where everybody's sleeping. So it's really cool. So I would love to chat a little bit more about how you handled the coursework and, just going through the modules themselves and getting through the program while you were working full time. I know that a lot of people can be hesitant because they're like, I barely have time as it is in my normal day-to-day life. So how am I going to add on taking on this additional work of becoming certified? So how did you make that happen? And how did you get through it so quickly, like we've already talked about?
I think that anyone who knows me would tell you that I'm an incredibly determined person. Once I get something in my mind, there's no changing my mind. I definitely think that that helps. And I'm a learner. I love learning. But what I did was, I'm lucky I had, at the time that I was doing this course, I was at the children's agency I was working at, and I had an 8:30 to 4:30 job. I would get home and I would, make dinner, put the kids to bed, do what I needed to do, and then I would spend a little bit of time after that every night instead of watching TV. I would do that. I would listen to the coursework on my lunches. And at the same time, like, I was already working through my website. The module or the section of the course that talks a lot about building your business, I had been doing that as I was going through the course. So I think that also really helped me. But honestly, you find it so interesting, and the course is laid out so well because it's not like huge, it's not like one whole course you're going through. It's all separated into little snippets. I just kind of made a goal for myself to go through one every night, and then have a homework night. But I also did prioritize by, if I had a day off, maybe I, spent half the day working on it as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I agree. You can find the time for things that are important to you and that you want to be able to accomplish. So And I know it's tough. Like, there's no doubting that it's tough to find that time, but we can definitely do it whenever it's something that we want to do. So you made it happen. So, when you got to the volunteer section, and it came time to find those volunteers and work with those volunteers, how did you find your volunteer clients? Did you find that part to be difficult? And then also, what was the experience like actually working with volunteer clients throughout that process?
I honestly had no problem finding volunteer clients. Like, I'm at the age where all of my friends and their friends are having children. But also, like, with social media now, there's just so many ways to like market yourself. I went on a mama's group on a Facebook page. In our community, I think I'm the only sleep consultant here. There might be one that works farther away, but nobody really knows about her. So, I mean, it was pretty easy to get people on board. Once I think it's interesting because we talk about, those red flag clients, and I do think that it's easier when they are paying to work through and get them to focus on the actual work. But I really do think also that it's the relationship that you build with them that's the most important. Like, they're gonna buy into it if you are like celebrating them and pushing them and like acting like it's your kid that's about to get this sleep. I mean, that's kind of the approach that I took to it. I had some awesome volunteer clients. I honestly, it was a great, I think it's a great learning experience. That's how I've had most of my other clients is through the experiences through my volunteer clients. And then it kind of just went from there. So I think it's really important to have those volunteer clients. And it also gives you the opportunity to put your name out there when you're looking for them.
Definitely. I always say, like, that typically can snowball into, like you said, your first paying clients, because your volunteer clients had a great experience. They want to tell other people about you, and you're able to then get your name out there even further and even more quickly because you have these people who are supporting you, and they've been able to get that firsthand experience working with you. So, did you feel like that set you up for success whenever it came to the confidence piece, like being able to feel confident taking on the paying clients and feeling like you now had a little bit of experience and knew a little bit more about what you were talking about versus just having the like head knowledge or the educational piece?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's like, I mean, I learn best when I'm doing. So I think that it definitely helped me feel more confident. Also, having that person, Rachel, who supported me going through it, and even that, like, she prompted me to, look into certain things or maybe think about things that, I wouldn't think about if I didn't have her. So, I've created a list for like all of her feedback on things to check every time I finished a sleep plan to make it more individualized, or it like made me go look up different things that could support that information further. And you practice too, like before you're doing the phone calls. So it kind of supports you in all those different domains of this business, not just writing the plan, but also working with the client and selling it to the client and how this is best for them and their kiddo.
Definitely. So for anybody listening who doesn't know like the process or what we're talking about, so once you get to the volunteer phase of the course, you will start working with Rachel typically as your mentor, and she is a very experienced sleep consultant who is on the Cradle Coach team, and she helps you through that process by giving feedback on your sleep plans and just supporting you through any questions that you have and everything like that. So that's what Danielle is referencing, that she found helpful throughout that process. So let's talk about business. So I know you graduated not long ago. We just talked about end of January, right? So how has it been going in these couple of months since you launched your business? What is that looking like right now?
It's so much fun. I love the challenge. A lot's been going on for me in the last couple of months as I did leave the children's agency and I moved into private practice for the counseling side of my work. But it also has given me the opportunity to pay more attention to my tired mama consulting. So it's been awesome. I've had lots of clients. I'm still working on getting my name out there. My number one project right now is connecting with people in the community, going to pediatricians' offices, chiropractic, other perinatal support people. But I'm also creating a seminar because I would have loved to have had this when I was pregnant, and just a seminar that supports pregnant moms and moms in the depths of the first year of the ever-changing sleep needs of their child, and kind of just supporting them with looking at, wake windows and naps, nap transitions, managing night wakings, all those fun things, sleep associations. So I have it done, and I'm going to be doing my first seminar in a couple of weeks. So I'm really excited. And yeah, it's really fun. It's fun making it your own.
Yeah, for sure. That's, I think, my favorite part of entrepreneurship is being able to do what you want to do and create it the way you want to create it and not have to just like follow what the norm is or what is expected. So I love that. So the seminar that you're doing, is it going to be virtual? Is it in person? What does that look like?
So my first one will be virtual. Just kind of, I want to, get out the kinks, get some feedback, and then I hope to do both. I hope to do some in person at the place that I'm working at currently.
Awesome. And is that a paid seminar or is it free currently?
It will be paid. I'm currently working to see about coverage because I'm a registered social worker. So, with extended healthcare benefits, it could be covered. So under people's benefits. So,
Super cool. I love that.
yeah.
Awesome. So far in your business, what have you found to be the most successful marketing approach? Like, what is it that you have focused mostly on in order to get your name out there and start getting those first paying clients that you've talked about?
For me, I'm still kind of trying to work this out. So I do Instagram posts every day just to keep my name, relevant. But honestly, it's word of mouth. Like it's just through people and through people that know me and my background and what I'm passionate about and my values. But then also because the people that I've worked with doing sleep consulting, plans with, they kind of learn that about me, and I think that it's really been word of mouth.
Okay, awesome. That's always the, I feel like the easiest way to get started because of the volunteer experience, and then also the most reliable way because if we're providing an incredible experience, then people naturally want to tell people that they care about us. And then of course, whenever somebody hears about us from somebody they already trust, that builds their trust with us more quickly. Whereas, on Instagram or wherever else, that is a great way as well to build a client base and to be able to get additional clients. But it takes a little bit more time to gain the trust there because it's online and it's not as easy as having somebody that they trust telling them directly about you. So that definitely helps get some traction in the beginning. And then, like I said earlier, then from there, it typically just snowballs because one person tells one person about you, and then that next person tells two other people, and then it just continues to branch out from there and it grows and it grows until you get to the point that you are feeling really good about your business and how many clients you're having on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, how would you say that becoming a sleep consultant has impacted your life to this point? And I know it's only been a couple of months, but still, just going off of these first couple of months, how has it impacted your life so far?
Honestly, I feel so passionate about it because it just goes along with like my social work journey, right? It feels so good to support parents in honestly a really tough time. Like, it is the most amazing period of your life, but it's also the most trying period. And, many people are having to reparent themselves at the same time, right? So, it's the same with my social work. I love seeing how the difference that it makes for people. Like, it's the best when you wake up and you get the text message that says, like, he slept through the night. I can't believe it. And, it feels so good. Sometimes it's just like one little tip that you give someone and that just changes everything for them. So yeah, no, I'm so incredibly happy that I went through the program.
That's awesome. And I know I was telling, oh, go ahead.
And for my own sleep.
Yes, for sure. That's super important. Because we can't be the business owners that we want to be if we're not getting sleep either. So it's a huge factor to everything in life, not just happiness and everything else. So I know I was sharing this with you before we started recording, but I really feel like I could tell from the very first interaction that you and I had that you were going to be successful. And I know we were chatting on Instagram, I think originally, and then I think we actually got on a call as well. And then we were chatting more on Instagram. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I hope she joins because I just felt from the very beginning that you were going to be successful and that you were going to change so many lives. And I still feel confident in that. And so I'm just really excited that you're at this point and I'm getting to see you find that success. And I know it's just going to continue growing from here. So I'm so happy for you and for all of the families that you are going to impact because there will be many, many of them.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Yes.
I am so grateful to you as well. You guys are awesome. Like, all of you guys are so helpful throughout the journey and like open to questions. And I just feel like the program is so well done that it not only supports the knowledge side, but the business side. And you go off feeling really confident. And yeah, I love it.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like I want every single student to be successful because I mean, why else would we be here, right? I think that's why this program exists and that's why I'm here every day because I want all of you to be able to find the success that I have found and that so many of our grads have found. And so that's extremely important to me. And it should be, right? If this is what we're doing. So just like for you, I'm sure every single client that you work with, you want them to find the massive success that others have with their child sleep. And you almost, whenever you care so much about something, you take it personally whenever things don't go to plan. And you want them to be happy and get the results that they came to you for. So, okay. So, I think that we have covered everything that we had planned to today, but is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you wanted to touch on or talk about?
The only other thing I was thinking about adding was, as a mom, I mean, living these days is just, it's so expensive. And, most people have to have a two income household. But that is one other thing that I did want to mention is it's been really nice because I'm not sure I would have felt confident enough to go into private practice if I didn't have this. And now I'm able to lead a life that is more balanced. Like, I want to live that European life where like I work to live. I don't live to work. And I do feel like this opens up opportunities to do that, but also do something that makes a difference and makes people feel good. And Yeah, so I'm really thankful for that also. I get the opportunity to be with my kids and I get to make my own schedule, and that's an amazing part of doing this work too.
Yep, absolutely. Totally agree. Awesome. Well, Danielle, thank you again so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And like I said in the beginning, I know so many people are going to hear this and be inspired by you and just feel like maybe it's possible for them too. So thank you again. And if you could share where anybody who wants to get in touch with you or come follow you or anything like that, where the best place for them to find you is.
Instagram at tiredmama.consulting, or I have a website, www.tiredmamaconsulting.com.
Okay, perfect. We will put that in the show notes as well so that it's easier to find. But thank you so much for being here. I appreciate
Thanks for
it.
having me. So great talking to you.
You too.
Whether you are listening to this while sitting in school pickup line, while taking care of your kiddos, while you were supposed to be working, or whatever else, I don't take it lightly that you took the time out of your day to do so. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. We are on a mission to help as many moms as possible with finding time freedom. And it really helps us out if you hit that subscribe or follow button and write a review to get it in front of more women who need it. And again, if you are ready to stop the hustle and you want to have more time freedom, head on over to thecradlecoachacademy.com/workshop to join our next live workshop. Until then, I will see you here next time.